Faceoff will come to Fogle's left. It'll be Hodge and Layton. Layton, McMillan, Nevis, Ludwig, and Berube for Allen. Hodge, Hellier, Hobbs, Birkin, and Eskegen for the Brahmas. Puck comes into the corner. Birkin knocks down McMillan. Eskegen winds it around to Hogg on the right side. Hogg plays it across the center to Hellier. Finds Hodge, who shoots it into the Allen zone. Cousineau out to play it just on the right side of the goal line to avoid a penalty, and it's chipped back out to center. Birkin will race back for it in his own zone. Birkin reverses for Eskegen. Eskegen gets around the forecheck of McMillan. Long pass, hits Hogg, onside, breakaway. Hogg shot, saved by Cousineau. Trying to backhander between the legs. Another great pass from Eskegen ahead of the play. And this time Cousineau, who was put in middle of this period after the Brahmas scored a relatively soft goal, makes a tremendous save to keep the game tied.
Well, what another pass, like you mentioned, from Eske. And you really show his hockey IQ there with that first pass for that breakaway goal, and then having his head up in his own end and finding that cross-ice pass over to Hogg there for a breakaway. Unfortunately, he couldn't get that to his forehand. He had to go backhand and try and go five-fold.
Wild and Deitch on the faceoff to Cousineau's left. It is won by the Americans. Comes around to Johnson. Flips it across to the left for King. Tries to long pass for Deitch, tipped into the Brahma zone. Lackner collides with Deitch behind the net. Wild takes the puck, reverses, but a hit Deitch. Now a pass in front by Yellowhorn. Saved, the rebound side of the net. Johnson couldn't find it. Good chance for Allen there to take the lead. Yellowhorn knocks it into the corner for Deitch. Deitch pressured. Yellowhorn. Lackner has it. Behind his own net, around the boards to Barr. And Barr banks it clear. Taken by Jake Newton in his own zone. Now to Johnson. Into the middle, away from Fox. Johnson to the right, into the Brahma zone. Sends one on goal, and it almost trickled through Fogle's legs, and he stopped it. You and I had the exact same reaction there, and so did everybody here in the press box. You could kind of see that hole that closed up just at the last moment for the Brahmas.
Yeah, usually the goalie's paddles right there, but he lifted up in the last second, and lucky he squeezed that.
7:39 to go in the third. Brahmas and Americans tied at four. Face off to the left of Fogle, won by Lucan. Graham, quick shot. This time he gets the paddle down, and the pad saved by Fogle. Woolard left side with Nukovic. Pass to Nukovic. Tried to return to Woolard. Knocked away. Eskegen shoots it into the Allen zone. Picked up by Langdon. Langdon's got some space. Then gives it away to Woolard in the neutral zone. Woolard to Nukovic. Over to Fox right side into the Allen zone. Fox drags. Shoots. Scores! TJ Fox again gives the Brahmas the lead late in the third period. What a move that Fox put on there. And he buries a wrister high on Cousineau. It's 5-4 Brahmas. 7:17 to go in the third period.
A great one-touch pass by Cy there. Actually started off with Ward looking off Fox, going over to Cy, one-touch pass. And then TJ showed his skill set there. You know, he played in the American Hockey League for a couple years, had an NHL deal out of college. You can see what kind of skill that guy brings.
His second of the game and his third of the series from Nukovic and Woolard at 12:43, and the Brahmas back on top 5-4. I thought game two was an instant classic. This one might top it. The Brahmas back into the can we protect this lead mode. At least if you're Allen, you got to be confident that you've scored two third-period game-tying goals already in this last two games, including two in this period, as Nevis brings it back into the Brahma zone. A quick shot is gloved by Fogle, and it looks to me like since Lucier got that goal on the fluke little flipper from the blue line, that they're almost intentionally trying to shoot everything in on goal and hope that they get a similar kind of bounce goal, or that Fogle is unnerved by giving up that second goal.
It looks like Allen's playing with a little bit more panic here. They're shooting from everywhere. Usually, you know, they like to make that extra pass and move in for a better scoring chance.
Face off to the right of Fogle. It's Hodge and Layton to take it. And Leighton wins it back to the point. Berube steps into a drive. It's blocked by Hogg. But Berube gets it back, sends down low. Shot blocked by Rouleau. And it is cleared by Hodge to the red line. Berube takes it back there. Pressured by Hogg over to Nebis, whose dump attempt deflects up in the air. Bounces down on goal, and Fogel is there to stop it. Over to Rouleau, now to Hellier. Into the neutral zone. Flips a soft pass up the board. Taken away by Ludwig. And now taken away back by Wild. Onside pass to Hellier in the slot. Hellier drags and shot, and a good left pad save by Cousineau on that one. Brown is trying to get back to a two-goal lead, and now Wild takes a penalty. Wild tripped one of the Americans who's down there. It's Ludwig coming out of his own zone. And it's like a flashback to 10 minutes ago when the Brahmas had the momentum and they take a penalty. And Wild, who doesn't really take a lot of penalties, has taken two minors in this game, this time for a trip. And he's one of the Brahmas, as we mentioned earlier, one of their better penalty killers. And now another huge kill for Texas. 6:24 to go in the third period. Wild two for tripping.
That's unfortunate this time of the game. Taking a penalty like that, obviously he didn't need to with the trip there. And having him not in there for the PK is a huge loss for the Brahmins.
Allen is 2-for-4 on the power play tonight. Face off to Fogel's left, Leighton against Fox. Leighton wins it. Newton has it on the right point, skates to the middle of the zone, bobbles it, and then the puck chipped free by Fox. Hogg was tied up by Newton, and so he couldn't try to race ahead for it shorthanded. Deitch will take it back for Allen. It was Deitch who scored the second power play goal. Lucan scored the first. Leighton shoots it into the Brahma line. Icing, I think. No, they waved it off. Looked like they were going to call it, and then they said no. As the puck in the Brahma zone in the corner, battle for it. It is Lucan hit by Lackner. Lucan winds it back to Deitch. Out to the right point for Newton. Across to Leighton. Leighton sends it down low behind the net. Lackner gets obliterated, and that's a penalty on Lucan. And then Lucan shoves Lackner, trying to get a reaction, doesn't give it to him. And Jarrett Lucan takes an offensive zone penalty on the power play to nullify it. He was trying to get to the puck. Lackner was in his way, and he just threw Lackner out of the way. And he knows it. His only response was to try to get the Brahmas to even it up, and they didn't do it. So now we'll have 4-on-4 for a minute 19 and then a 41-second power play for the Brahmas.
Could have been a little bit of a makeup call there. But both guys battling there. Definitely a little interference. And I'm surprised he actually called that with 5 minutes left in the game.
By the way, Rio has beaten Wichita 5-2, so it's now 2-1. Wichita leading Rio in that series. The winner of this game, of course, takes a 2-1 lead at this series. As the 4-on-4 about to get underway, face off to the right of Cousineau. Hodge and Graham to take it, and it is taken by the Americans. Ludwig given away to Hellier in the corner. Hellier had it knocked away from him by Ludwig. Hellier, for a little guy, uses that very well, getting underneath opposing players as the Brahmas shoot it back in. A minute to go on the 4-on-4. 5:20 to go in the third period. 5-4 Texas here in game three. Ludwig fires from the blue line. It's blocked by Fogel. Comes into the corner for Birchin. Plays it behind the net for Eskijin. Had some trouble with it, but he'll skate it ahead himself. Nice pass across the zone to Hogg. Across the Allen blue line, dumps it in behind Cousineau. He'll try to get it himself, and Berube took a whack out of his stick, and it's a penalty on Allen for a slash as Berube just flips his stick away angrily, but he knows he did it. It's one of those things, you're caught red-handed when you have a stick that is in two pieces because you used it to try to crush somebody else's stick.